We begin the current Daf Masechta Yuma, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin 4 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf, and that is right now we're in the second phase of the 5 Avodas that are in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, as we said, the first phase is the one done with the Bigdei Zahav, the Shemayin Begadim, that he does at Tomei Shel Shachar. Then he transitions into the Bigdei Lavan, the four white linen garments that he uses predominantly, that are done Lifnei V'Lifnim, that as we said, that he does the Par, he does the Vidur on his Par, he does the lottery on this 2 Seirim, then he slaughters his Par, then he gets the Keteris and he gets the coals, he comes inside, he does that Avodah. And then he goes and he takes the blood of the Par, and he goes inside and he does Achz Lamala Shevelamata, then he slaughters the Sar and does Achz Lamata Shevelamata. Then after he does those 2 sprayings of blood, Achz Lamala Shevelamata, of the Par and then the Sar, then he goes and he does it in the Heichel. And that's why Gemara is continuing from the previous Daf, where it said, how do we know that we do also Achz Lamala V'Shevelamata in the Heichel as we do in the Kadri Kadrim, both from the Dam of the Par and of the Dam of the Sar? So the Gemara brought the Pasuk that says, V'chein Yasul Oil Moed, that so too you should do for the Oil Moed. That's a reference to the sanctuary for the Heichel, just like in the Kadri Kadrim. You do from each one. One upward, as we said, that's their trajectory, doesn't actually go on up and 1 and 7 down, but it means in the upward motion, and then 7 in the downward motion. So do you do that in the oil moid? Now that's why Gemara continues and asks on this limud. V'chidavar halamed behekesh, is it possible something that it itself is learned out from a hekesh? For example, the halachas of the power of the bull, regarding the matonis, the springs of lefnim in the kodesh kodeshim, the one of achas lamala doesn't say in the Torah regarding the power how many are done lamala. That's actually learned out from a hekesh to the sayer lashem, where it says explicitly oisay, which means one, that it should be achas lamala. So too regarding the sayer lashem, the higoy for the Jewish people, which the shev lamata also doesn't say in the Torah how many should do lamata in the downward motion. Rather, that's learned out from a hekesh from par. So there, the Gemara is asking, is it possible that something it itself, in other words, regarding the springs of the bloods of the Par and the Sar in the Kadri Kadoshim, there itself, there are those halachas that there themselves, they're learned out from a hekesh. Because the Par doesn't say how many to do lamala, and the Sar doesn't say how many to do lamata. They learned out from each other. Now, Chayzer and Malamed, you're going to tell me that now they're going to go ahead and teach regarding the matonis that are done in the Heichel, in the direction of the pareches, that you're going to teach them behekesh, with a hekesh, as we said in the previous daf, from the pasuk of v'chein yaslo el moyed. In other words, the Gemara was saying that, oh, how do we know you do the same thing in the oil moyed, in the heichel? Because it says v'chein yaslo el moyed, so that's a hekesh. We're comparing what says in the kodesh kodeshim to do the same thing in the oil moyed. Now, the difficulty is that what's done in the kodesh kodeshim itself is learned from a hekesh. Because par doesn't say how many lamala, and the star doesn't say how many lamata, they're learned from each other. Now you want to say those which themselves learned from a hekesh should teach through a hekesh something else? But as Rashi explains, well, in the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that our Gemara is assuming in its question, that we cannot teach from Kachim one hekesh from another. So if there's a certain halacha that we know based on the hekesh, you cannot go now and compare that to something else and say that that other thing has the same halacha. And therefore the question is, if the limudim of the what's done inside the holiest of holies itself is learned out through a hekesh, because you wouldn't know the complete picture without comparing one to the other. Now you want to compare those to what's done outside in the heichel, but that's a hekesh from a hekesh, and we don't do that by kachim. So that the Gemara answers that hi heimen v'dava acharu. This case that we're talking about, that we're learning out in the pasuk, that v'chein yaslo el moyed, or we're comparing what's inside the kodesh kodeshim to what's in the heichel, is not a full-fledged hekesh. Because what's originally learned out in the Kachi Kachim, the power from the star and the star from the power, is what's called from itself and through something else. Veloy have a hekesh, and that's not a full-fledged hekesh. In other words, the first hekesh is not a hekesh because both regarding the power and regarding the star, they both say that you should do zrikas lamala and lamata. Now, the only thing that you had to learn the power from the star was the amount, the number of how many should be done. By power doesn't say how many to do on top, above, and by the sar, it doesn't say I'm going to do below, downward position. Therefore, ultimately, each one is knowing its halachas of lamala and lamata from itself, because each one say that you should do lamala and lamata, and the other carbon is just assisting in telling us how many the number is going to be. That's not considered that it's being learned out its entire halacha from a hekesh, that then you can't say the same thing would apply for those bloods of the par and the sar in the heichel. Rather, as Rashi explains, what would be a case of a hekesh, a full-fledged hekesh, that then you wouldn't be able to be chayzu melamed behekesh? That's, for example, if let's say it didn't say by sar at all that you spray lamata, or let's say it didn't say by the par that you spray at all lamala. Now, then you would be learning out each one from the other one, a hekesh that you do lamala or you do lamata. That would be a full-fledged hekesh. That would be a halacha that we would not know from itself at all. It's entirely learned out by a comparison to something else. That would be something that you wouldn't be able to be chayzim alamed behekesh to do the same thing in the hekel. But here, each area of halacha, the entire halacha is not learned from a hekesh. We know that you should do lamala and lamata by both bapar and sar. The only thing is learned that part of it. It didn't say clearly how many. That is what we learned from the other one. Therefore, that's not a full-fledged hekesh. That's like what the Gemara is calling heymen. No, it's learned that from itself because it says you should do lamala mata. But v'davar achar, it's also with something else. That's not a full-fledged hekesh, and therefore you could compare it to the oil mayid to say v'chenyas oil mayid that you'll do the achs lamala shav lamata of both the par and the sar. So the Gemara says that's a good answer, but hanicha lamando amar loyav hekesh. That's only good according to the opinion that says that when it's not entirely learned out, this area of halacha is not entirely learned out from something else through a hekesh. It's only part of it is being revealed by comparing it to something else, and that's not a full-fledged hekesh to say that you cannot compare it to something else. So therefore, we could compare it to the hekel, but elamand amah have a hekesh, but according to the opinion that says that is still considered a full-fledged hekesh, as this is a machlekes masechta zvachim and daf non zayinim and aleph. So Michael Amema, according to that opinion, that considers even learning a part of a halacha that you would not have known from itself, because although we know par has to do lamala, it doesn't say how many. We're only learning that from a hekesh, from sayer, and therefore that is considered a hekesh in that arena. Now how could you go ahead and learn that halacha for the par? Let's say the one of lamala should be done the hekel also one lamala, but the par lamala of the kodesh kashrim itself that you're comparing the hekel to, it itself is enough from a hekesh from comparing it to sar. And that's considered, you cannot do a chayzim alamed from one hekesh to another hekesh. So what are you going to say according to that mandama? How are we then learning it another hekesh to the oil mayid v'chein yas lo oil mayid? I think Mar gives two answers. Either mekoymes hu digarmi mahadadi. It's not the same hekesh that then we're taking again and saying, look, this is compared to this, so that's one hekesh. And then you know what? This is compared to this, so that we can take the chain one step further. Then the Gemara is saying that's not the case over here, because there are different types of hekeshes. It's not taking the hekesh and then comparing it to another one, because the first hekesh was comparing the animals. They were learning out each from each other, the par from the sar, and the sar from the par. And then we said that the bloods that were done by the par should be the same thing by the sar, and the same thing in reverse. That's one type of hekesh. The second hekesh was not comparing any animals one to another. Rather, we were learning out one place from the other place. In other words, the Torah tells us, v'chein yaseh lo oil mayid, that you should do to the oil mayid, kasher kipa ala kodesh. In other words, just like you did in the holiest of holies in the kodesh kodeshim, so too you should do in the oil mayid. Now, there was never any hekesh of the kodesh kodeshim learning out from anything else. The only thing that there was that the par was compared to the sar, and the sar was compared to the par, regarding the matanis of what's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is an area where there are certain matanis dam that are being done, certain hazois. Now, in that place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we know that these have to be done, because the Pasuk says, by Kodesh HaKapar, has to be done in the holiest of holies. Now, we're learning out a hekesh to that to say, whatever is done over here, is done over here, v'chein yaseh lo oil mayid, you should do the same thing in the oil mayid. Now, that is only one hekesh. Kodesh HaKadoshim is not learned out from anything else. In the area of halacha that's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the animals themselves are compared to each other. The par from the sar and the sar from the par. Now, that is not the same hekesh as comparing places as it is as comparing the animals. And therefore, that's not the equivalent of learning something from a hekesh and chayzim lam the hekesh, because they're two different areas of halacha. One's in geographical places, and the other one is learning up animals from each other regarding their specific matanis. So that's one answer the Gemara gives. That's why it's not considered hekesh b'chizim lam de b'hekesh. Ibai say more. If you want, the Gemara says a second teretz. Chutz mebifnim b'chadizim nagamer. We're learning out the area outside, in other words, the area of the hekel from what's going on inside the kodesh kodeshim in one shot, as Rashi explains. Even if you want to say that no, that kodesh kodeshim, what's going on in the holiest of holies in the kodesh kodeshim was learned out from a hekesh, because you're learning out par from the sar and the sar from par. However, it would still allow us to go ahead and then take it a step further to the hekel. And the reason is because It's one hekesh that's taking place at one time. Whatever is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is taking place in the Heichal. Now, included in that are things that are not learned out from a hekesh, that are explicit in the Torah. For example, the Achas Lamal of the Sar and the Sheva Lamat of the Par, those things are explicit in the Torah, where you don't have to learn out the Par from the Sar and the Sar from the Par. Now, together with that, there's also things that are learned out from a hekesh. And therefore, that's not considered learning out directly a hekesh to a hekesh and then to the second hekesh, because as Rashi explains, what would be considered a case of a hekesh that then you can't go ahead and learn another hekesh from that? That would be, for example, if let's say the heichal only had to learn out from what's lefnai v'lefnim in the kodesh hakodeshim, only that element which itself was learned out from a hekesh. That would be considered that you have a hekesh and you cannot be chayzim lamed hekesh. For example, let's say the heichal said the same halachas as the kodesh hakodeshim, but it didn't say the achas lamala of the par or the shev lamata of the sar, where that halacha itself is not explicit in the kodesh hakodeshim. It has to be learned out from a hekesh to the other animal. So that would be, yes, you're saying that hekesh has to be learned out to another hekesh and you're only learning that out. However, now that we have to learn out everything that it says in the kodesh hakodeshim, even those things that are explicit, so then you could, like, so to speak, take it at one shot and you could learn everything together. It's not a direct hekesh and chayzim lamed hekesh, because I'm learning what it says over there, which includes things that are not hekesh. Together with that, you could also learn the things that are learned from a hekesh, and that's why it's not a problem in this halacha of having a davar halamed behekesh, that you cannot be chayzer umlamed behekesh, because that's only when it's a direct. So those are two truths from the Gemara, either because they're different, it's not the same hekesh, one's in the animals comparing their matanas, and the other one are the locations. The other teretz is saying that even if it's considered a hekesh and then chayzer umlamed behekesh, but that's only when that's the only thing you're learning from one and the other. But if you're learning everything that it says over there, even what's explicit, that wouldn't be a problem. That included in that are things that are learned out from a hekesh. Now the Gemara continues elaborating on these halachas of the hazayis, and that's the stage we're up to now in the avoid of Yom Kippurim, of the hazayis of the daman of the par and the sar that are in the heichal. In other words, afterwards that they did the spraying of achs lamala shav lamata in the holiest of holies, then they do the same thing in the heichal towards the pareches. So time learn the brayso. Kishu maza, when he sprays, ina maza al hapareches, doesn't actually throw on the curtain that separates the heichal and the kodesh hakodeshim, el kenegad pareches, means in the direction towards the pareches. However, Amr Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yisir, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yisir argues, and this story is brought down in the Masechtas Me'ila Naf Yudzayin Mabez, where there was a certain miracle that happened for Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yisir, that he healed the daughter of the king of Rome, because a demon entered her body, and his name was Ben Talmion, and for the reward for that, they took him into the treasure house of the king to take whatever he wanted. And the only thing he wanted, which was part of the ploy, he wanted to take these letters that were written, which were the decrees on the Jewish people. And he found it and he ripped them up. Now, when he was there, he saw many of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that were taken when they looted the Beis HaMikdash. He saw this in the Eitzer of the king. And therefore, it was brought down other times when there's a machlekes regarding what were the certain specifics of the Klei Mikdash. So he would say, I saw when I was in Rome what was there exactly. So he says, Aniri si baraim, he says, I saw the pareches in Rome. I actually saw it with my own eyes. V'hayulah kama tipe damim shal par v'sar shal mikipurim. And I saw there were many drops of blood on the pareches from the bull and from the he-goat of Yom Kippurim. And therefore he argues, he says, no, it did touch, because I saw it and I saw the drops of blood. And therefore, ala pareches literally was on the curtain itself. But then the Gemara asks, how does Elazar Rabbi Yosi know that it was from the par and the sar of Yom Kippurim? But Bedilma de par helm dabashal tzibur, maybe it was from the bull of the helm dabashal tzibur, which is the carbon the Klal Yisrael has to bring when there was an erroneous psak from Bezdin, and because of that everyone did an Aveira, which they bring that into the Heichel, and they also spray towards the Pareches. Or Seir Avodah Zarah have it, or maybe it was from the Higot of the Avodah Zarah, which also has to be brought inside the Heichel when the whole entire Jewish people again erroneously serve Avodah Zarah, and they have to bring a carbon inside the Heichel and spray towards the Pareches. Maybe those are the bloods that are on the Pareches, but the Par and Sar Yom Kippurim, maybe it's not the case, and you don't spray it on the Pareches itself. And that the Gemara says, the Chazad David Kisidron, he saw that it was done in the order of one Lamala and Sheva Lamata, in other words, that it was like a whip, which is one below the other in that order. That's how it has to be done by Yom Kippurim, and he saw that on the curtain, on the Pareches. He saw that it was in this direct line, these eight the sprays of blood, and that's how he knew that it was from the Par and Sar Yom Kippurim, and therefore he says it actually has to touch the Pareches. Similarly, the Gemara brings this other discussion. We learned the same type of machlokes regarding the parhelm daba shel tzibur, like we said, when the whole Klal Yisrael does this erroneous psak of bezin, that they have to bring this carbon and bring it, the blood inside the heichal, and spray it towards the pareches. This same machlokes we have, that it's the Tanakhama said, kishu mazu, when he sprays, lo hayu nogin bepareches, didn't actually touch the curtain. But vimnagu nagu, if it touched, it touched. It's not an invalidating factor, but it doesn't have to touch. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yisi, says, ani risi b'raymi, I saw the pareches in Rome. And I saw had many drops of blood from the parhelm davar shel tzibur and the seiri avodah zarah, and therefore you see that it should hit the pareches. And that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Maybe it was the blood of the parnas of Yom Kippurim, because there you also say that it's supposed to touch. Maybe those are the bloods, and it wasn't the parhelm davar shel tzibur and the seiri avodah zarah. That he says, the chazinu davidish, like a sidron, he saw that they were done not in an order. If it was from the par, in other words, there were many different drops of blood. The ones that were in a straight line, that you could tell that was the par and sar of Yom Kippurim. But how do I know that there was the par helm davish al tzibah and the seir v'dezara? Because they were not in an order. And since there's no such order, that's how I know that that's what those karbanos were. And therefore he argued by both areas, because he saw the pareches and the treasure houses of the kings of Rome, and he saw that it actually had both types of blood on the pareches. Now the Gemara continues with many different shailas regarding this topic that we're discussing, regarding the bloods of the par and the sar, of the bull of the Kohen Gadol that he brings and he throws achas l'mala shav l'mata in the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the Heichal, and so to the blood of the sar l'Hashem, which is the he-goat for the Jewish people, that they also do achas l'mala shav l'mata in the Kodesh HaKodeshim and then in the Heichal. Now the question is as follows. Nis'arvu lo'i damim b'damim. If let's say the bloods of the par and the sar get mixed up and they get mixed together before they were put in at all inside the Kacha Kacham. What does one do? Before you ever did any of the Avodis inside the Beis HaMikdash, the bloods got mixed together. What does one do? Some of Rava said, you have all these bloods mixed together. It says, you do one time, one above and seven below, and since you have both bloods there, they're all mixed together, that will be considered valid for both in one shot. You'll be doing the par and the sar together. Amru kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they said this statement of Rav in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Amr, he said, Bavloi tipshoi, foolish Babylonians, mishum didari ba'arda chashecha, because they live in a dark land, and that's a reference to Babel, which was in the valley. So therefore, Amr yishmaite de machachshon, so therefore they say dark statements. How can he say that? Hakayov lamala desar, but then what ends up coming out, according to Rava, that you do it one time, and each one is equivalent for both the par and the sar, that means you're putting the one of the sar, because as we said, the achas lamala is for both for the purpose of the par and the sar, mikmei mata de par, before the sheva lamata, which is also for the seven of the par, now, and therefore that means you're doing the one of the sar lamala before the sheva lamata of the par, but v'atayram, the Torah tells us, v'chilo michaper es ha-kodesh, that when he concludes his atonement of what's in the holy area, that means to say that he has to first conclude the atonements in the order that they're said in the Torah, and then he can move on to the next thing, which tells us that kilo dam ha-par, you have to first conclude the avodas of the par, v'achkach kilo dam ha-sar, and only then can you conclude the bloods of the sar, because that's the order that the Torah tells us. First he would do achas lamala shav lamata of the par, and only later would he do the achas lamala and the shav lamata of the sar. Now they got mixed together. So Rava wanted to say, so you do it at the same time, but what ends up coming out is that you're not doing the entirety of the par before the sar, because you're doing them both together with the lamala before the par's shav lamata, and you did the one of the sar before that. How can you do that? That's not v'chilu mechaper es ha-kodesh. So Elam or Bimri, rather Bimri says you do as follows. Noisen achas lamala shav lamata l'shem ha-par. First you do one upward and seven downward with the intention that it should be for the validity of the par. Then and then you do it again. And you have intention for it to be for the sar. And therefore you're having all the par first and then the sar second. Nothing more moves on to the second question. Let's say again the bloods get mixed up of the par and the sar. However, after you already had done achas lamala of the par, before you did the Sheva Lamata of the par, then the bloods got mixed up. What's the halacha now? That's what Matanas Achronis means to say, the second half of the par, they got mixed up. So the Gemara tells us that Savar Rapapa Kameh de Rava Lameima. So Rapapa thought to say in front of Rava, who he was the one that said similar type of thing before. So Rapapa thought to take it a step further. He says, look, you do Nisan Sheva Lamata Lashem Par Lashem Sar. You already did the one Lamala of the Par. So now you're up to the Sheva Lamata, the Par. So you first do Sheva Lamata. And since they're all mixed together, you have in mind for it to be the Par which you're up to and for the Sars. And then Mechayzer V'Nesin, Ach Slamal Hashem Sar. And then you go ahead and you do the one Lamala of the Sar, which wasn't done yet. And then you do that. So Rava told to the Papa, he says, wait a second. Ad Hashtar Karolon Tipshay. Up until now, they called us foolish because of that pshat that I said before, which she had a problem with, which rightly so, because what ends up coming out, if I do Ach Slamal of Shevel Matav for both together, then you're doing the Ach Slamal of Sar before the Shevel Matav Par. And now Vahasha Tipshoy to Tipshoy. Now they're gonna call us the foolish of the foolish. Because the Kamrina Luhu Vlagamir, we're teaching you and you're not learning. And that is, how can you say, Rapapa, to do what you just said, to do the Shevel Amata first of both Par and Sar, and then the Achzamal of the Sar? But and although you're right, Sar is not gonna be coming before Par, but Vakal Yahiv Mata de Sar, Mekme Mal de Sar. You're gonna be doing the Lamata, the Shevel Mata of the Sar before the Achzamal of Sar. But Vatera Amra Tin Lamal of Akach Lamata. But the Torah tells us that that's not the proper order. Everything has to be in the order the way it's written in the Torah. And the Torah tells us to have first the Achas Lamala and then the Shevel Lamata. So how can you tell us to have in mind with those Shevel Lamata for both Par and Sar and then do the one of Achas Lamala? Ella, rather, the Gemara continues on to Amid Beis. Amar Rava, Rava says, Nesin Shevel Lamata L'Shem Par. Similar to the other Pshat that refuted his original opinion. At first you do the Shevel Lamata and have in mind only for the Par. And then and then you do a whole new order of Achzlamal and Shevelamata with the intention of this Sar. Now the Gemara moves on to the third question. Nisavalu Kaisis Bekaisis. If let's say they didn't get mixed together, but the cups get mixed up, and that is the Kohen Gadol doesn't recognize which is the cup of the blood of the Par and which is the cup of the blood of the Sar. So then the Gemara says, Nisin Bechayzev Nisin Shalish Pam. That he should do the avoidus, in other words, the proper sprays of Achzlamal Shevelamata once, twice, and then three times. And meaning to every time you're doing the avoidus, whether it's in the Kodesh Kodeshim or the Heichal, or wherever you have to do it, you do it Achzlamal Shevelamata from one cup, then you do it a second time from the second cup, and then you do it a third time again from the first cup. That's the three times where you do Achzlamal Shevelamata once, two, three times. And then therefore, either way, you will have fulfilled your chiv in the proper order. Because if the first cup was the par, and that means the second cup was the sar, so then you fulfilled it already with having the proper order with the first and the second. But if the first cup was the sar, and then it's like you didn't do anything, because as we had learned in the previous staff, it says in the Braisa that par ma'akib es asar, that it's invalid if you do the avoidus of the spraying of the bloods of the sar before the par, but then you'll fulfill it with the second and the third. Because you're having the par and then the sar, because even if the first one was the sar, but then you did par and then sar, and therefore you do the same thing in the heichel, you'll do it three times. Because although you do it only two times usually from each cup, one's par, one's sar, but here you don't know which one it is. So therefore, either way, as if you do it three times, either the first one will be par and the second one will be sar, and then the third one will be extra. Or if the first one was sar, which is not valid, but then the second one's par and then the third one will be sar. So either way, you'll be fulfilling your chiv. Now the Gemara gives a fourth question. Mixas damim nisarvulai. Let's say some of the bloods got mixed together. And that is, for example, if let's say from the two different bowls that held the blood of the par and the blood of the sar, each of those bowls got mixed in a little bit of them into a third bowl. Umixas damim loy nisarvulai, however, part of the bloods of each one of the par and the sar did not get mixed in. And therefore, there's still leftovers in each one of the containers of separate blood of par, separate blood of sar. And then you have a third cup that's mixed from the par and the sar. So the Gemara says as follows. Pshita, that ki yahib, it's obvious that when you're going to do the matanis, the achas lamal, the shevel lamata, mivadon yoib, you're going to do it from the definite ones. In other words, from the ones that are still left over from their original containers, you'll take from the one that has par still left in it, and you'll take for the sar, the one that has sar left in it. Miu, however, the question that we had was as follows. Hanach, this third cup that has mixed in with all the other two of the par and the sar, the question is as follows: what is the status of that third cup? Do we say shirayim hava, that they're considered a halachic definition of remnants, and that would be like as if they didn't get mixed in together, which is if as it was in the original cup, which is when you do the spraying. So what do you do with the leftover blood that wasn't sprayed? So that's considered shiraim uli yisayid azli, and therefore it gets poured down to the foundation of the mizbeach, as it says in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, that shiyari hadam, the leftovers of the blood, would be poured on the western foundation of the outer mizbeach, and that's where it would be poured, and therefore that would be the same thing for this third cup that has it mixed together. Or maybe that this third cup is in the category of not leftovers, but rather of what's called rejected. And the reason is, since the original sprays were not used from this blood, because they were mixed together so we couldn't use it, we actually used it from the original cup that was in, and therefore, therefore this third cup, what do we do with that leftover blood? We pour it into the canal, which was called the Amma, in the courtyard that brought all the dirt and all the leftover liquids in the courtyard into the Nachal Kidron, to the Kidron Valley. And that's where it goes, because it's not valid to be used as Shirayim, because it's not leftovers, because leftovers only when you have a cup of blood. And then you spray some from it. So now the leftovers of that are then poured out. But here, it was in a third cup, which couldn't be used for the sprays. And therefore, it's like rejected. It wasn't able to be used. And therefore, it's not shirayim, and therefore you pour it into the amma. What's the halacha? So the Gemara has a machlekes in opposite opinions based on another machlekes, which the Gemara is going to quote. Amar Papa, Papa says, Afil laman do amar, even according to the opinion that says, which the Gemara will later quote this braisa, that one cup can make a different cup into the halacha of remnants. For example, let's say when he received the blood from the animal, let's say it was a lot of blood, and the one cup didn't contain all the blood. So he received it in two different cups. Now he used all the matanis that he had to use. For example, let's say the kronis, when they're using the corners of the mizbech, when they would spray the sprays, he only used one cup. The other cup wasn't even touched to use for the matanis, for the sprays on the mizbech. On that, there is an opinion that holds that the other cup, although no springs were used from it, it's still halachically considered the leftovers of the blood that was received, and therefore it gets poured into the yisayid, it doesn't get thrown into the amma. Now, on that, Rav Papa says, even according to that man, the amma that says that a different cup would be shirayim, but hanamili hecha di ibayla mesa matzayav, that's only in that type of case, if he wanted to, he could have done the matanis from the other cup. He just chose to use this cup. And therefore, they're all together considered the blood that was received. And therefore, they're all considered now leftovers, even from the cup that wasn't even touched at all. Aval hai, but that's where the pup is differentiating. Regarding our case, the ibay lemesib loy matzayav, if he wanted to give from this third cup that had a mixture, a taruvis, of the blood of the par and the blood of the sar, he could not have given, then loy. That would not be considered shirayim leftovers, because leftovers only if it was from the category of the bloods that were being used to spray. But this is not from that. This third cup is not from the category of that was used to spray, because you couldn't even spray from it even if you wanted to, because it was this mixture that was both of par and sar. And therefore, Rav Papa wants to say that every opinion would hold, not even the opinion that holds that when there's two different cups and you pour from one cup, the other one's rejected because it's not leftovers, it wasn't touched at all. Even the opinion that usually holds that it's considered shirayim would hold over here that it would be rejected, because here, if you wanted to, you couldn't even have used it. That's Rav Papa's opinion. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Shula Rav Papa, but Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, retorted to Rav Papa. He says, Adraba, to the contrary, I'll tell you the exact opposite svara. Afil lamanda amar kois echad oisachaveri dochoi, even according to the other manda amar, that holds when you receive the blood of an animal in two different cups, that it makes the other cup rejected if you only use one cup, because that cup has leftovers from what you use for the matanas. The other one has no leftovers. It's totally rejected, and it goes into the amma. Even according to that mandamar, that's only hanamili didachi biyadayim. That's only, and he's using the svara there, Papa said to the contrary. He says, that's only when you chose to use this cup, not that cup. Now, you didn't maybe want to, but you actively rejected the other cup because you could have used it. You didn't use it. You're rejecting it. And therefore, that's not considered shirayim. Shirayim is only the cup that you chose. And therefore, that mandama holds that it gets poured out to the amma, to the canal. But in our case, we are not actively rejecting that third cup. Then loy. And the reason is because the blood of what's in the third bowl had both of the bloods mixed in. You couldn't have used it. So not like I actively rejected it. I would have used it. I couldn't have used it. And therefore, that's not considered dochei, rejected. And therefore, it would be considered shirayim. And therefore, even according to that man, the Amma, that generally holds that it is dochei, would hold in this case that it would be shirayim and you would pour it to the side. So That's the opposite, the conflicting machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Yehoshua regarding this machlokes of these two different opinions. That is not like as if it would depend on that machlokes regarding two cups, if this would be the same machlokes of if it's rejected or b'tzuraim. No, both of these amarim want to say that each one of the opinions would hold either that they're going to be rejected or that it's going to be poured into the yisoid. The time, like we learned in the Braisa, this machlokes that we mentioned of when one cup and you had received in two cups, that one cup will either make the other one reject it or will be considered Shirayim, that each opinion wanted to say that even that other man, the Amma, will agree that here it's going to be different. And what's this machlekes? Because the Braisa says as follows. Lamala, in other words, earlier in the Parsha, which is in Pasuk Chafei, Hu'aymer, it says, regarding the Chatas of a Sar of a Nasi, which is when a leader in the Jewish people sins, he has to bring a special carbon Chatas of a Sar. So it says over there, Vezdama Yishpech. It says that regarding the Shirayim, the leftovers of the bloods, after the Matanas were done, then it says that he'll pour out the blood of the animal, but it doesn't say the term Kol. It doesn't say all the bloods. However, Lamata, further on in the parasha, which is in Pasuk Lamed, which there it talks about the Chatas of a Yochid, of a regular individual, regarding his leftovers, that Shirayim of the blood, however it says, Vez Kol Dama Yishpech. It says that all the blood should be poured out. So how do we resolve this contradictory terminology of is it damai, but not necessarily all the blood gets poured out to the yisaid, or is it kol damai that all the blood gets poured out to the yisaid? So the Gemara has a machlekes how to interpret these two lashonis of damai or kol damai, and that is the first opinion says minayin lechatas shekibul dama be'arba kaisis. How do you know regarding a karban chatas if let's say receiving the blood from the animal in four different cups? And then you did matanis from each one of the cups, and that all the cups get poured out, their leftovers, their remnants, into the foundation of the Mizbeach. That's what the part of the Pasuk teaches, that all the blood gets poured out because they're all remnants. Now, you would think that the same halacha would apply if you received the blood of the chatas in four different cups, but you only used one of the cups to spray and to pour the matanis of the karban chatas, that still all the other three cups would have their remnants, which is not really remnants, they weren't even used at all, would be poured into the aside. Tamalayma, oh, that's what the other part of the pasuk teaches, Vez dama yishpach, that its blood will be poured out, which is hu nishpach li aside, only the leftovers, that one cup will be poured to the foundation, vehein nishpach l'amah, but the other three cups get poured out to the canal. That's one opinion on how to understand the two different terminologies of damai or kol damai, which depends. If you use every cup, then every cup gets poured out. They all consider shirayim. If not, only the cup that's used, then therefore that's the term of damai. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, he argues. He says, no. Minayin lechatas shekibul dama be'arba kaisis. How do you know, regarding a karban chatas, that his blood was received in four cups? Venasin arba matanis me'achmehen. And even if you poured all the matanis for the chatas from only one of the cups, shekul nishbach, and he said that still all the other three cups still get poured out to the foundation. Tamalayme, that's what he uses from the pasuk, ve'ez kol dama yishbach. The Torah tells you that all its blood gets poured out, and that includes in any situation, even if you only use the matanis of one cup, the other three cups still get poured out to the yisait. That is, as Rashi explains, this was the machlikas that we were referring before, that the Tanakhama holds that one cup will make the other cup dochi, it will reject it. And therefore, if you have four cups, you only use it from one cup, the other three go out to the yama. You can't pour it out. It's not shirayim, it makes it dochi. You rejected the other three cups. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he holds that no, one cup makes the other cup not rejected, but rather it's their old leftovers from the matanis, even though they're different cups. And that was the machlekes that we mentioned before, to which we had opposite svaris or a papa and Rabbi Huna Yeshua regarding everyone would agree in this case either that it's dachoy or everyone would agree in this case that to the contrary that it's shrayim. But this is the machlekes regarding cups. Now the Gemara asks a glaring question in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, which was what the Tanakhama had used. There's two different sukkim. There's one of kol dama and then there's damai. So the Tanakhama said it depends. If you're using every cup, then it's kol dama. If you're using only one, then it's only damai. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that you always pouring them all out to the yisait. So therefore the Gemara asked, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, haksiv ve'ez dama yishbach. But it also says another pasuk besides the one he brings down of kol dama yishbach. There's that other pasuk that doesn't use kol, says, and its blood will be poured out, sounding like that there's a case that you're not going to pour them all out. But when is that? According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you're always, no matter how many cups, and even if you're only using one cup, you are always going to pour all the cups out to the yisait. So on that, I'm Rav Asher. Rav Asher answers, "Lemuute shirayim shabit saver behema." What's it being excluded from the pasuk of damai, that sometimes you're not going to do all the blood, it means to say that if there's still some blood left over in the neck of the animal which wasn't received, that blood is not going to be poured out to the yisayid. That goes to the amah. However, whatever is received in the cup, it had a halach of kabbalah attached to it, then they're all going to be considered shirayim, even from one cup to the other, and it's not going to be considered dachoy, according to the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Shimon. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. We said that after we did the achas lamala shav lamata of both the par and the sar in the kodesh hakodeshim, then they did the same thing in the heichel towards the pareches. Then the Mishnah tells us iridam hapar l'teich dam hasar. They mixed together the cups of the blood of the par and the dam hasar, and they mixed the empty one to the full one. They want to make it mixed very well together, both bloods. So that Gemara comments that tanan kamanda amar ma'avrin l'karanis. That obviously our Mishnah is teaching like the opinion, and that this is a machloikis, like the opinion that says that they will mix the bloods of the par with the dam of the sar after they did the achas lamala shav lamata of the kodesh kodeshim the heichel, when they're going to put onto the corners of the mizbech hapanimi on the golden mizbech that's inside the heichel, which is the next thing that's done. Deidma, like we learned that it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yonasan, Chadam and Ma'arvin, one said that they would mix together the bloods of the par and the sar together and then do them both together on the Mizbeach Hazav. But Chadam and Ma'arvin, the other pin held that they would not mix it, because the way he learns the pasuk, V'lokach midam ha-par u'midam ha-sar, what it doesn't mean both of them together, it means each one individually. You would take from the blood of the par and from the blood of the sar. It doesn't mean that together you take them, but it means individually. So our Mishnah sounds like that it's saying like the one who holds that it was Ma'arvin, that it would be together because you would be mixing them together. So that the Gemara says, Tistayim the Rabbi Yeshu hu da amma ma'arvin. Let's prove that Rabbi Yeshu is like the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that they would be mixed together, and then together they would be thrown on the Mizbeach Hazav. The amma, because we see he says a similar type of interpretation in a different halacha, which is in a different halacha where afagav t'lik sabiachtav, even though it doesn't say together, but kemandich sabiachtav dami, it's as if it said that it should be done together. And this is based on a braisa mesechta Sanhedrin of Samach Vav Menalf, where it says in the pasuk, ish ish asher kalalas aviv es imay, if a man will curse his father or his mother. Now, there the braisa tells us that I would only know if you curse both your father and your mother, because it says ve es imay. Now, therefore I would know only then are you liable. But a father without a mother or a mother without a father, how would you know that even then you'd be chai for cursing them? That's what the end of the pasuk teaches. Ava ve'imai kila repeats it again. It says his father and his mother he cursed, which therefore you have the term of aviv near the term yikalas aviv in the first half of the pasuk. And then you have the term of your mother near the kila in the end of the pasuk. And therefore Rabbi Yeshua says that's how you know that even if you curse them separately, that you'll still be chayiv, even if you only curse one of them, that the person will still be chayiv for cursing. That's what B'yesha says. B'yenison says, he says, no, you don't need the end of the pasuk to say that and to repeat it, to say that even if individually, if you only curse one of them, you'll be chayiv. Because when the beginning of the pasuk says, ish ish ashikal es av ves imoy, es av ves imoy sounds like either that if you curse both of them together, but it also sounds like even if you curse each one individually. Until the Torah would tell you that yachdav, where there's a certain psukim in the Torah that says that it has to be yachdav, that's when the isser is, only then would I assume that it means that it's only if they're both together. But if it just says es aviv es imay, that doesn't mean to say that they're both together. That could even mean separately. Now, so therefore we see that, however, according to Rabbi Yeshia, if the Torah would not have repeated the end of the pasuk of aviv imay kil, I would have thought the beginning of the pasuk that says ish ish ashikal es aviv es imay, that sounds like that only if you curse both of them together, which is that when it says ve es imoy, the vav, the chibur, that connects the father and the mother, sounds like only if they're together cursed. Now, therefore, it sounds like that our halacha here would be the same thing. When the pasuk says that v'lokach midam hapar umidam asar, that Rabbi Yeshu would be the one that would be saying that the vav hachibur, the vav that connects the dam hapar and the dam asar, would be saying that they're together. Because just like cursing father and mother, I would also think it's only when they're together, because it says the vav and. It's only because the pasuk at the end repeats it again that we know, oh, even if you curse each one separately, that one would be chayiv. But the default interpretation is when it has a vav, it's them together. So therefore, it sounds like that our Gemara, our Mishnah, that's saying that you mix them together, which is interpreting the pasuk of Alokach Midam HaPar, Midam HaSara, that means together, that's obviously like Rabbi Yishai, who learns, because according to the other opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, then I wouldn't assume to say that you're mixing them together, because he learns, even when it has a vav, it could mean together or it could mean separately. So who said that you have to mix them together? Our Mishnah says you mix them together, it must be going like Rabbi Yishai. And that the Gemara says, no, not necessarily Raya. I feel like Rabbi Yonasan, who you could even say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yonasan, who when he has a pasuk like Bulakach Medam Apar Medam Asar, that not necessarily means together. It could even mean separately, like he does by cursing father and mother. It could be together or separately. However, Shani Hacha, but it is different over here regarding the bloods of the Asar and the Par, where even he would agree to the Tan of our Mishnah that it has to be mixed together. Because it says in the pasuk in Shemais, it says achas, it says once, where the pasuk says v'chipur aharon al karnoisam, that Aaron will provide an atonement on the corners of the mizbech hazav, achas bashana, once a year, which only Yom Kippur would he do that, but and that excludes and not two times a year. Therefore, obviously, that even Rabbi Yonasan would agree to that drasha that says you can't do the blood of the par separately and the blood of the star separately, because then you wouldn't be doing it only once a year. You'd be twice a year. They would both be on Yom Kippur, but it would be twice. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan would agree, although not based on the pasuk of Alokach Medam Par Medam Asar, because that could mean separately or together, but based on the another pasuk of Achas, where that would tell me only once a year, and therefore that's how I know it has to be mixed together. However, the Gemara does tell us that Tanya Deloy Kishnuyin, we have a brisa, not like the way we just interpreted and we answered, that we wanted to say, no, it's not necessarily just like Rabbi Yishai, it could be even like Rabbi Yonasan, as we said, based on the pasuk of Achas, but rather like the way we had assumed originally, that it's only Rabbi Yishai that says, like the Tanya of our Mishnah that says, that the bloods are mixed together. Because as the brisa says, the pasuk in Vayikra says, v'lokach midam ha-par midam hasar, that says that one should take from the blood of the par and dam hasar and then spray them on the mizbeach hazav, shiyu mu'raven, that they should be mixed together, the Rabbi Yishai, that's the word Rabbi Yishai. Return to the top of Nechas and Aleph, Rabbi Yonasan Omer, he says clearly in this brisa, ma mizeh b'fnei atzmai u'mizeh b'fnei atzmai. You would take each one separately, because that's how he learns up, v'lokach midam ha-par midam hasar, that it doesn't have to mean together, it can mean even separately. However, Amalei Rabbi Yishai said to him, which is how we wanted to interpret that even Rabbi Yonasan would agree, until we have the brisa here clearly saying it's not like that, but ba'alik fa'nema achas. It says in the Torah, achas pam achas bashano, and therefore we said clearly that you have to have them mixed together, because if you're going to do the dam apar separately from the dam asar, it's going to be twice a year, not once a year. So Rabbi Yonasan, responded to this, but ba'alik fa'nema midam apar midam asar, but it already says in the pasuk that they don't have to be together, because the way he understands avav achibur, it doesn't have to mean together, it can be named separately. Oh, but imkain lo manemer achas, but then what do I do with the fact that it says pam achas bashana once a year, if it's going to come out twice a year, because I'm doing the par and the star separately? That's loymeloch, that's to tell you achas v'leishtayim midam ha-par, to tell you that it's only once a year from the blood of the par and not two times from the dam of the par, and also similarly achas v'leishtayim midam ha-sar, once a year from the dam of the sar and not twice a year from the dam of the sar, but not that you have to go ahead and mix them together. Achas bashana is saying whatever it is that he's doing, Aaron the Kohen, is once a year. But once a year of the Dhamma Par, and once a year of the Dhamma Sar, but not that you should do the Par twice, or the Sar twice, but not that you have to mix them together, the way Rabbi Yishai is saying. The Gemara concludes Tanya Idach with another Braisa, the same halacha of Alokach Midama Par or Midama Sar. The Torah says you should take from the blood of the Par and the blood of the Sar. Shimu Raven Zebezeh, that they should be mixed together. Now, on this, the Braisa Bavarans, it forewarns and says, Ato Eimer, Shiyumu Rabban Zebezeh, is that really what the Pasuk is telling you? That they should be mixed together because the Vav is connecting them? Or maybe that it's separate, like the way Rabbi Yonasan understands it. This is what this Bryce is saying, that maybe that's what it would mean, that the Vav can mean that they're done separately. Tamaloymer achas. So therefore the Bryce concludes by saying that no, it says pam achas bashana. Even if you would entertain like those who want to say, when it says v'lokach midam ha-par midam ha-sar, that the Vav can mean not only together but even separately, but I'll prove to you from another pasuk conclusively that it has to be that you mix them together and that you cannot do them separately, because it says pam achas bashana, once a year, and if you're doing them separately, it's going to be twice a year. That the Gemara concludes with stomach Rabbi Yishai, that anonymous Tana of that Brisa is like Rabbi Yishai, who he's the one that holds, as we saw in the previous Brisa, that it's done only once a year in totality, because you mixed the two together, because that's actually how he learns up the other pasuk of Alokach Medam Par Medam Asar, that automatically default is that the Vav means that they're being done together. But Rabbi Yehuda would argue, and he holds that no, can mean separately the way he learns up by Mikal of Viv, Imai. It doesn't have to mean together, until the Torah would tell you Yachtav, that has to be done together. Now, and although Rabbi Yehuda concludes in that anonymous braisa that Achas means once a year, he learns it's not a question because it means whatever you're doing should be once a year. So you're doing the Par separately, that should be once a year, and you're doing the Sar separately, that should be once a year.